The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Welcome to my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother. What up, Trav Nation? Big dog, middlest, Travis, woof woof. I almost forgot.
I don't want
to. McElroy.
Hey, I'm not here to sow seeds of discord amongst the Travis's constituents.
No, but I hope not, Griffin, if I find out that that is happening. Retribution
no sedition guarantee on my part. But I do just want to say, the king is slipping. Sedition, but the emperor has no clothes. So that's all.
That's a different thing, though, Griffin. How I record this show from the waist down is my thing.
That's true.
Say your name.
I'm Griffin McElroy. If I had my own nation, I would never, ever forget about it, or that's I would let you feel like I had forgotten about it for even a second.
But you have to forgive me, Griffin, because we recorded a metric ton of podcasts. Especially my brother and me last week.
That's true.
Went on what everyone's calling a wildly successful tour.
Yeah,
and sure. Corner and St. Louis and Kansas City were amazing. But we have done a lot of my brother and me in the last week.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of an innovator, a revolutionary, what I've done.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we have like an hour of my brother and me in the tank, right? So what I did, I hired a young photojournalist to get me a bunch of pictures of Spider-Man that I would like to share with you now. He took all these pictures of Spider-Man for me.
So,
okay.
So, just to be clear, your intro is we are too tired from doing our show three times. We possess some sort of adrenal gland from which we produce the show that perhaps due to
it's manna age
or other sort of genetic factors, we are unable to refill
our manna is low. Yes.
Fast enough to make jokes for 1 hour today.
Yeah. And
so instead we're going to look at together some pictures of Spider-Man in our largely audio based podcast.
Well, and it's so important. These are new, fresh, hot pictures of Spider-Man that this young photojournalist took for me.
Okay, so these are new pictures. These are new pictures of Spider-Man we're going to watch instead of doing the show we do once an hour every week.
Yeah, so this is one.
Okay, Griffin, you have made an excellent statement, and I do want to zero in on that.
Please. Oh.
The show we make for 1 hour once a week. That's the covenant, isn't it? That is the deal that we have made with God and our listeners. And we had to do like three of them in a row.
Yes.
And that is a violation.
Yes. So to again, drill right in on that. For three of the 168 hours present in every week, we had to do jokes, squish out our glands to make
it
all
the like
comments
come out that we had.
That in a 7 day span that we would spend 4 out of 168 hours making jokes for you is you selfish greedy pig.
Okay, let's talk about this,
Griffin.
Stupid.
You're wasting. No, can I just on, say, just hold. You're wasting a lot of time.
Please.
I have 350 glossy 11x17 pictures.
I'm stoked to get to those. I'm making sure I understand.
Yeah, I did. I paid him $25,000.
We could just dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Oh, what Griffin is laid out.
Yeah. Just whenever we get back to these pictures.
If you believe, definitely.
I got one with his mask off. We can see who he is.
Definitely do. I'll make you a deal. You button up one button, and I will only make you wait 5 minutes. Okay, listen. I just want to drill down. If you believe what you're saying, Griffin.
Yeah.
Then we have to produce 52 of these a year, right?
Yeah.
Then by your logic, on January 1, 2, and a little bit of 3, we should just shit out the whole kit caboodle, and then we're yacht bound, baby, for the rest of the year.
From episode 5 on of that 3-day horror marathon that you have just devised for us. Yeah. Would be
notice the lack of bathroom breaks.
We would have less of
it. Would
a,
happen during.
We
that would be. We would be so thrilled for something else to talk about.
We would be less sort of a show created for like a comedy consuming audience, and instead a fleet of healthcare workers, scientists. Will then become sort of our core audience as they listen, as we go places no other human mind could even conceive of after making jokes for 5 hours in 3 days.
Yeah.
Guys, I have a picture of Spider-Man killing a man here. Like, you guys, I paid top dollar. Okay.
I'm just saying how many of these, Griffin, so we can agree that the your argument is somewhere between 52 in a row.
Spider-Man eating
and
one a week.
One a week.
Yeah.
So what's the number of these that you think that you could crank out where you're arguing against Travis's pictures of Spider-Man?
I don't get me wrong, Juice. We're approaching the limit. I just maybe, and this is my young, this is my virility shining through.
Yeah, that's that multivitamin.
It's that multivitamin taken. My joke glands are swollen and tender and ready to juice.
All right, me too, Griffin. I'm fired up. And Travis, the time has come. The ramp has been built, and I don't think I've actually called in the AP. No one has ever seen a joke ramp built like this before when the target of it is so absolutely amorphous.
Microscopic, yeah.
Can I tell you, I'm looking at these pictures for the first time. They're all hand-drawn in crayon, if I'm being honest.
Not so these are not, so when you said photojournalist, you meant like largely a crayon-based.
Yeah. Well, I never looked at him. I paid him his money up front.
Okay.
I think I got taken for a fool.
Was he, could you see through his work clothes?
Uh-huh.
What if I just ended the sentence right there? Could you see peeking through his work clothes, red webbed garments?
Yeah, but I thought he was Carnage.
You thought he was Carnage, but you still hired him for the job anyway.
Well, if he could give me give me the photos I need to finish.
Carnage might need to
finish
work.
To finish the newspaper.
Sure.
What if Carnage came in and J. Jonah Jameson was like, "What the fuck are these?" And Carnage was like, "Pictures of Carnage." And he was like, "I don't want these. I want pictures of Spider-Man."
Do you think that on like
But I, Carl Biegerman, don't know Spider-Man. I only know Carnage.
On like the 900th picture of Spider-Man that J. Jonah Jameson received from Spider-Man, do you think he was like, "All right, Peter, that's enough pictures of Spider-Man. Now give me pictures of the Human Torch." And he was like, "I don't know how to do that. I actually don't. That's not something I could do."
Okay, wait, guys. Travis, there has definitely been a point at which Peter Parker's like, "I can climb on walls.
Yeah.
And I'm hard up for cash. And I hate the Human Torch." I bet he's been like paparazzi.
Yeah.
I bet Spider-Man, there's been a point where someone's like, "Hey, Johnny, look out the window."
Yeah.
Spider-Man's like, damn it. Okay.
My man's
Spider-Man, it was you.
It was you, Spider-Man. We saw you.
My man is in Avengers Tower making all the Avengers uncomfortable. Just like, we're going to go get Thanos, get his ass, rip his hand off. Hulk, stay right there. Hulk, look angry. Pout. Good.
Yeah, Peter, bring me pictures of Thanos.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Now I've got some mixed priorities.
What about snuff pictures? Here's a dead picture of Thanos. Holy shit, Peter.
How did you get that, Parker? Yeah, he was on a different planet, I think.
I was on Mars. I was on Titan. Cut his fucking head off. I mean, Star-Lord did.
Star-Lord did.
I got a lot of questions, Parker.
About talking about the MCU. Can you guys imagine doing a podcast just about the MCU?
It's Chris Pratt. if you get to Chris Pratt in a conversation,
you're close.
It's a comedy vortex. It's it. There's nothing there. It's nothing.
You suddenly realize, like, yeah, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
No, he's not the Snoopy people. He's the dirty dog. Who's that dirty dog in Snoopy?
Who's the dirty dog in Snoopy?
Yeah, who's the dirty dog in Snoopy?
Joe Dirt?
Pigpen.
No.
Pigpen.
Joe Dirt.
Yeah. But Pigpen's
something
funny.
Dirt.
Wait, huh? Joe Dirt?
There's Joe Cool. There's Joe Cool. Hold on.
Joe Dirt is David Spade.
And then you guys can feel it, right? Like, we had momentum, and then we started talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it just Snoopy fell off.
And we've already clarified that Snoopy's not funny.
Spike,
and
then right off a cliff.
Spike is his name.
Fresh Us would never.
4 hours of Goofs Us. We're leaning on those everlasting arms of Chris Pratt. They're so big, gonna hold us right up.
Yeah. Well, give me an Evans all day. That's my Chris of choice.
Please start me a question.
Everybody, what's your favorite Chris? What's your favorite Pine. Chris?
Parnell.
Oh
God! You got it in
Catan?
One.
Catan?
Juice, I think you might have the wrong lights on because it seems like you're at a library computer.
There's your beautiful baby Griffins. Is this what you wanted?
Tell me where the files are. Where's the microfilm?
Now this is cool. What do you think about this?
I like that dramatic noir. We're
going
to win an Oscar now.
It really speaks to the duality.
Tinker Taylor Soldier Justin.
Yeah, man, you look fucking wild. No, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Still
no,
look
I like
Two-Face,
this.
Pal.
What?
you look crazy.
It looks too sexy. What is the problem?
Yeah. I think you look like a sexy Two-Face. Imagine if Two-Face was half of his face was sexy and the other half was even sexier. That's what we're looking at.
Here's the problem. If I want it flat on me, I have to stand up and walk all the way over. I have to take the headphones off again.
Are you guys okay? Are you guys okay that doing 4 hours of jokes and standing up to walk around
It wasn't
your desk
just 4 hours of jokes. We also had to sit in the green room for like an hour and a half beforehand playing Stardew Valley, Griffin.
Playing Stardew Valley and eating Skittles. Like, no, dude, I get it. Our life is hard, okay? I understand that.
I mean, football players play, what, 3 hours of football once a week? You know what I mean?
I think they do have to practice doing football.
We have to practice.
Okay.
You guys don't practice jokes?
It's better, Juice. It's better.
Okay. Now, I'm ready.
Bring me those pictures
show.
Of Spider-Man.
All right. It's time to take another question.
What's the first question?
What do you do if you're Pagliacci from Justin?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That was Pagliacci's issue, if memory serves, is he went to the doctor. He's like, dude, I had to do 4 fucking shows this week. And at one point, they were like, Pagliacci, walk around this small table.
And I was like, no one podcasts for the podcasters, you know?
Yeah.
Is it weird to wear patterned underwear based on the friend I am hanging out with? For example, I was about to hang out with my friend who really likes marine biology, so I wore my underwear with octopi on them. Additional info. Thank you. It isn't sexual in any nature. The friend will not see them. This is, for me, a fun thing. I do this frequently, maybe once a week. I have a wide variety, so it's easy to keep up with. Thank you. Thank you for the context. I appreciate that.
I want to get your guys' gut reaction just right. Yes or no? Is it weird? Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Wrong.
Trav?
Can I try again?
Yeah, try again, Justin.
No.
Yes, still? Absolutely. If you found out a friend was doing this to you, you wouldn't be like, huh.
That's you chose to you, doing this to you.
Hearing you say that, Griffin, might reveal a fundamental difference betwixt you and I. Because if I find out that, like, a dear friend, and this is the thing I want to qualify here, one of my best friends, I find out Bradbury, when we hang out, wears microphone underwear to, like, set... Like to be like this is a fun
thing.
No, finish the next 10 words.
I wanted to say set expectations for him, but that's not what I meant. I meant like to set exciting friendship mood for himself. Right? Of like you never put on fun socks? Fun socks. How do you feel about fun socks themed to the friend you're hanging
with. Okay, this is actually great. This will help deconstruct this question and any sort of like taboo nature it might possess. Because for me, that's also pretty fucking weird. If someone's like, hey, look, I wore my U socks. It's like, I don't need to be involved in that part of your experience.
Can I say, now we're getting to it. Because I think that, and I'm realizing this as I say it, I think I'm uncomfortable with people thinking about me.
Wow.
That's it. I mean, that's actually it. The idea that someone has thought about me makes me uncomfortable, yeah. I think.
Sure.
I'm uncomfortable with that. It makes me uncomfortable.
I'm not that far, Travis. I want to set the boundaries here. I'm not that far, but I am far enough that if somebody sees a shirt hanging in their closet and be like, Griffin would like this, I'll wear it. That's weird, man.
Why is that weird? Because your friend who's hanging out with you and wants you to be happy. And they're like, this will make them, they'll like this shirt. I'm going to get a compliment on it from them because they'll appreciate it.
No, yeah. Okay. I agree with Travis here because I know that like Slice get that we both like patterned Disney shirts, so I'll wear one of those if I know I'm going to be seeing Slice.
Yeah, but okay, maybe we do need to. Maybe I do need to take a few.
And we have like our matching Sifa Co t-shirts, and I'll we'll like.
Well, that's a pre-planned. That's a pre-organized. If you're wearing a thing because you think you're going to match someone, I think that's a different conversation.
Okay, but now you're matching their energy, Griffin, because you have matching socks.
But in that way, it is a conversation. It's not like, and no, I've moved the goalpost way too far forward here because I thought that I was going to have a little bit more support from my brother.
I want to know, I want to back you up on the socks, though. The socks is, here's the problem with the socks, right? I show up in a shirt that I think my friend would like.
That's the gag.
Right
boom.
Now.
Boom, bang, right there.
Right there. To get this to point of socks, it's got to be one of two things. Someone's got to ask, interesting socks. Or the other thing is a person to be like, I see you notice my socks. Both of those are unsustainable.
Suboptimal.
Let me unravel you, Justin. Now, let's remove the idea of them ever seeing the socks with a little thing I call underpants, which are hidden. Now you're just wearing it for you to make you happy.
But we've abstracted it out enough now that I no longer know how I feel.
Okay, this has affirmed my point. No, I got him.
I broke him. I've unraveled his psyche.
This has reaffirmed my point. The underwear and the never ever telling is not great because the whole time... Nope, Travis, please.
It's just for you.
Please. Please.
Please.
The whole time you're hanging out with them, you're technically lying. You're technically, you made a secret. You made a secret. Mm-hmm. You made a secret. You know
I've got
it. They
a secret.
Don't. You don't tell them the secret. That's a big lie you're telling.
Here's the qualifier I will have, because I don't want to say that universally it's not weird. I want to say if this was a friend that somehow found out what underpants you were wearing and that they matched them, would they think it was whimsical and quirky and funny, or would they think it was weird? Because I have friends that
survey
if I did this...
says, like 99% of people is like, no way, man.
You need to work on your friend group, my dude, because me and Bob and Bradbury, we showed up and the three of us found out we were wearing underpants that complimented one another in some way. We think that was the cutest thing in the world.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's not a Trav. It's not 100. It's 99. There are strong, supportive, contemporary male friendships out there that would be definitely down with that. And I'm so deeply jealous that you do have that.
Could have that, Griffin, if you would let us.
Super wicked, don't even want it, which maybe means I'm doomed to not want it or have it ever.
It's that it's on the crotch, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me.
It is that it's on the crotch, though, isn't it?
It would be weird.
It's that I wanted to have
a crotch secret
about
you. I was about to say if my face is on the t-shirt, but my face is on a lot of t-shirts right now, and I actually love that when that happens. So
again, a different. I appreciate the comparison. Fundamentally different thing. 100%. If I found out you were wearing underwear with my face on it, that would be that would be a fucking deal breaker, my
unrelated. If anyone knows where I can get custom underwear made.
Travis,
please
not kidding.
Let me know.
Cut and run. Wait.
What if we partnered with Bombas to make underwear with Griffin's face on it?
I don't know where Juice just went, but I've never been more suspended in a state of terror by a contributor's departure on this program than I am right now. Hey, Juice.
Seamless, Justin. What if we partner with Bombas to make underwear with Griffin's face on it?
Where did you go and why are you making that fucking face, man?
I was sneaking back in because I was hoping you guys weren't going to talk about my absence. I needed to get my phone because Dad has the girls and, well, I don't need to finish the sentence.
Oh, I thought, okay, please understand from my perspective, I was like, I sure hope no one wears underwear with my face on it. And you were like,
okay.
You chose that moment.
That must have been absolutely wild for you. And
yes, thank you
so
much for recognizing that. And
I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks for making
space. Now, I just
want to
make it clear for our listeners at home. I can joke about and maybe execute this. None of you can.
Okay.
None of you.
Trav.
Are they friends with you, Griffin?
That's
this is the height of parasocial relationship. If someone showed up that you did not know and you'd never met him before and said, hey, you're on my underpants. Let's put it on a scale, Griffin.
Okay.
Are you more comfortable with complete stranger showing up saying, I've got your face on my underpants than me saying it? Which one are you more comfortable with?
This is the fucked up. You ready for this? I'm about to fucking mind freak you, dude. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Travis comes to me. We hang out. He leaves. Later tells me, never tells me, I was wearing Griffin underwear. That sucks, right?
Uh-huh.
A stranger doing that to me, who gives a shit? Like, I don't know. I'll never know about it. I don't know who you are. But flip them. You come to me, you say, and by the way, I'm wearing the Griffin underwear. I would be like, ugh. But if a stranger does that to me, that also that's
but
bad.
It sucks more. It has
that
to
sucks
suck
way
more.
More. Sucks okay. way more. Because if the stranger comes to me and is like, and I'm wearing Griffin underwear, that's the worst moment of my fucking life. Do you understand that there's like a, every context matters in all of these kinds of situations. But I would say the best way to sort of avoid all of them is to not do this thing.
What if it's a bunch of hunky, sexy hard bodies? They all come to at the same time, Griffin, and they say, hey, and we're wearing them now.
No good.
What if it's some of the people you respect most in business and politics and science?
Yes.
And they come to you and they're like, hey, anytime I work on my science stuff.
Sanjay Gupta. Bill
Man, if Gupta rolls up and
Mark
is like.
Mark Cuban,
all your heroes.
If I get Cuban and Gupta and they reveal their matching Griffin McElroy underwear, I'll be stoked to meet both you equally righteous dudes. But no thank you.
Okay.
All right. To each his own, I guess.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
I guess it is, Griffin.
The beauty of life?
I don't know, man. We've been talking about underwear for so long. I would love another question.
I'm in a workplace book club for the summer. God, I'm jealous of that. Why don't we do that?
I can't do a book club. As soon as I have the expectation that I have to like read something, it becomes homework and I put it
in. We also read exceedingly different types of literature.
I enjoy mysteries and biographies, and Griffin likes smut.
Yeah, Griffin does love smut.
I love fairy smut.
Anyway.
So we
like
historical,
smut. Historical nonfiction smut.
Historical fairy smut, non-historical robo smut, time smut.
Griffin is now just describing the Chuck Tingle catalog. That's literally all the genres. I joined because I like the other people in the club and because they usually get together to talk about the book somewhere cool, like a museum or zoo. My problem is that I'm now 5 chapters in the book and I hate it. How can I save myself the mental agony so I can get to that sweet end goal of a work date at the zoo? Or should I just fess up and get to the FOMO now? And no, the book does not have a movie/TV/game adaptation. That's from Booking on Boss Man's Dime in Florida.
There needs to be more video game adaptations of classic novels.
There's really not many of them.
Not enough.
I would love that.
They did a Christmas Carol Metroidvania recently, I think.
Absolutely rips ass, yeah.
And I think one of the Bible, too. But I don't think a lot of people are doing that for
Bible
like
Adventures,
non-religious
yeah,
book clubs.
We gotta play Bible Adventures again.
You can... a lot of the time, find this book in a sound format that you can make the guy go so fucking fast.
Yes.
Like, I'm not a big audiobook guy, but then when I realize, like, hey, you know, there's some gaps in my my oeuvre that I could fill in by going on a drive and slapping this guy on five times speed.
Crank it out.
Just fucking,
fucking rip it.
Crank, dude.
It was the best times. It was the worst times. Call me the smell of this. Please stop Dracula's takeover and remember again. Dracula was dusty yet.
Is it? Now I'm thinking that this is a service we could offer of just having Justin do 10-second book synopsis videos.
Yeah, that's cool.
I would
two
love
farmers,
that.
One makes it. Uh-oh, gets shot. Bam. My submit. Bye.
Wait. Love you. Like and subscribe.
My submit. Love you.
Like and subscribe.
Two brothers, one of them shoots the other. Bye.
Bye. Paul's good, but he's probably banned. They're signed everywhere. That's dude.
That's dude. Yeah, you. I get you.
Paul's good, but he's probably bad. They're standing everywhere.
Heathcliff sucks. Big worm. That's the end of Wuthering Heights. Bye.
I've never been in a book club, but I do record a video game podcast called The Besties every week, where sometimes we have to play some real fucking stinkers.
Yeah, what do you do?
You play them because it's your job.
Mm.
This is your job.
Sometimes.
This is your job.
This is your job.
I would say, is it not possible, mine friends, that if you have fallen off a book that you have so many reasons that you have to, like, that you feel compelled to read it, that someone else in the group is, this could be a, like, leaning, you know, like all the sticks fell over and they're leaning, standing up against each other, where they're waiting for one person in the book club to be like,
"That's it.
This book sucks."
Yes.
And then everyone else is like, "Yes, thank you. Yes, 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 yes."
Whoa. Okay. You come to the group.
The zoo.
You say, "Hey, listen, I just came up with a good idea, guys, and I want to see what you all think about it. They're called Skippos."
Yeah.
And you take out a coaster that says Skippo on it. He said,
yeah.
Everybody, when they join the club, gets one Skippo. And
right.
You can earn Skippos by bringing snacks or by
friends.
Cleaning up afterwards or by bringing in friends for referrals. You get a Skippo when they get a Skippo.
Yeah. You
get
to memorize a Bible verse. You get a Skippo.
You get Skippos. And there's like
10 cans of food to donate.
And then you look around, right? You watch the group. What you're going to do is you're going to keep on promising this until everybody is wild about Skippos. You can't stop until you see a lot of enthusiastic nodding.
Uh-huh.
Like, if it takes, there's tiered layers of Skippos. There's
there's gold Skippos.
Yes.
There's a cryptocurrency
that override
tie-in.
A Skippo.
Yeah.
There's a Skippo. There's what's called a Skippo reverse, where you can undo someone else's Skippo.
And what's that? It's a draw four.
Okay,
they
so
have
then
to
you're
read
like,
four books this week.
You get everybody excited for it. They're like, ah, okay, we're all on board. Me first. Fuck Nathaniel Hawthorne. Peace.
Yeah.
I'm burning my Skippo.
This Burn is actually
right
a beta
now.
Skippo.
And I also get 8 Skippos because I invented Skippo as a reward
Before
for
I've
beta
been
Skippo.
Mining Skippos for months.
Before we put this platform into service, I'd like to beta test the Skippos personally myself. I'm going to try a Skippo this week. Work out some of the bugs. I'll come back at you next week with another Skippo. Books are so fucking boring, all of them, every time.
Now, what if, and this is a mechanic that we know works, we've seen it, tribal council, anonymous vote.
Yes.
Like, after the first 5 chapters of a book,
yep.
The next session, you guys get together, and you all, like, put a torch in front of the book. You go off to, like, a private booth. You write down either, like, this book sucks or we keep reading it. And if there's more votes for this book sucks, you put out the torch and you burn the book.
Yeah.
I don't actually think you would want to do that last part. But you were really
on to put out the torch?
No. Trev, I hate that. I think feel like Skippos is a way more elegant solution than what you just devised.
Oh, yeah. So okay. You could use the Skippo and burn the book. That's fine.
No, I think it's the book burning that I don't like. I mean, but if you, there is
an
option.
What do you do with them? If the book sucks, Griffin, and you hate it, you're supposed to force that onto somebody else.
You bury them so the paper can turn back into trees.
That's a good point.
I think that it would be pretty kick-ass.
I bet there's someone out there who's taking books and turn them into like termite houses and bee houses and shit.
I think normalize, when you reach a point in the book you're reading for your book club and you don't want to read anymore, you tear out every page that came after that. And you doodle in with a Sharpie, like, and then they all got married, the end.
Yeah.
And then you roll up to book club and you'd be like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. My book ended at chapter 5 and they all got married, and then it said the end. So, like, all the stuff you're saying about Jim going to war and coming back and being different, and then Susan was a robot, I didn't get any of that shit in my apparently abridged copy of Nathaniel Hawthorne's best book.
Start sneaking in references and summaries of things that happened in the most recent episode of Bridgerton you watched.
Yes.
And just like as it's part of the conversation, right? And you're like, yeah, and I love that conversation between Benedict and Eloise. And eventually they're going to start being like, what? And they're going to get interested in what you're talking about. What's that? It's not a book club anymore. Now it's that we go to the zoo once a week and talk about Bridgerton Club, which is way better in so many ways.
Here's the way Justin McElroy would handle this. Because I did a lot of this in middle school. You go in, you don't say fucking shit. Mm-hmm. You let everybody else run their mouth. And then eventually it ends. Or someone's like, and Justin, you've been pretty quiet. And you're like, ah, yes, you've noticed. And then you just recite some shit that you heard other people say. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Grant nailed it when he said, blah, 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 blah. That so echoed everything that I said.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, man, I really appreciate your support, man. It's like, yeah, absolutely good.
So if it goes something like this, oh, you've noticed. Yes, it's just, as I was listening and trying to take it all in, I saw that monkey over there, and he stuck his finger in his butthole. And that made me think about what Grant said earlier.
What the fuck are you? Oh, at the zoo. Trav, I forgot about the zoo element of this question, and I thought you just had a stroke.
So, Travis, you're like, in Travis's world of the zoo, it's like, that's, you've noticed. Actually, I was about to say, oh, shit, panda. Everybody, look at this guy go.
Can I just say, okay, listen, we've been not for a while. A museum cafe or whatever you talk about in the book, that's fine. You're going to a zoo where there's so much shit going on at any given time. Even a museum, there's stuff to look at. But a zoo, the stuff is moving around. It's loud. People are walking around. And I'm supposed to focus on a fucking book while I'm there?
No way.
When I could see a hippo or whatever? What the are you talking about?
The world's best book cannot hold a candle to the world's worst hippopotamus.
This is what I'm saying.
Everybody's always saying that, aren't they?
In terms of the value they provide me, hippopotamus over book every day of the week.
I could watch a penguin fucking like rocket itself through the water, and you expect me to talk about fucking Wuthering Heights?
Incredible. No way.
Get off.
Yeah, no way. No,
get off the bus. I don't want
to. So glad we continue to take horrible positions on this show.
Books,
on
boo,
things
penguins,
like, I feel like Snoopy was a test balloon that we sent up to see if it would be okay for us to shit talk how boring.
Snoopy is.
I don't know why I'm doing this character. There's a lot of books. I'm reading a book right now about books. So like, believe
me. You missed my point. I love books. If you expect me to hold a conversation thoughtfully and insightfully talking about my feelings on something, and you put me in a place where there's so much stuff going on.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck did you expect?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, we meet in a living room, we'll chat. You want to have, like, a book club while a movie is on at a movie theater? What are you talking about?
That sounds, I don't think anybody suggested that whatsoever, but
well, a zoo is like a movie of life.
A zoo is like a movie of well, not my life.
If you're watching Zootopia.
I wish. I mean,
oh man, me too. Let's have a book club about Zootopia. I've got feelings.
Yeah. Hey, listen, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about more great, great advice for you, our beloved listeners.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm very excited about this. I mean this very sincerely.
Oh, yeah.
I am something of a gardener. Oh, completely amateur. But one of the things, especially as like a homeowner and you know, someone who tries to not disappoint my entire neighborhood, mulch and stuff is so, oh, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, doing that
so
stuff.
So heavy, too.
Oh, yeah. It's so heavy. It's so expensive. Sometimes it stinks like butts. And I got to figure out, like, what of it is, like, good or whatever. And then I go to, like, the hardware store, and I have to appear to be an adult who knows about mulch.
Yeah.
I don't know that. That's why I'm excited to tell everybody about Chip Drop, which is a service for gardeners and arborists. And gardeners can sign up to get free wood chips Get wood chip mulch or logs delivered, and arborists sign up to access inexpensive sites where they can drop their wood chips and logs. It's a perfect match. I've got wood chips and logs. I need wood chips and logs. Well, have we got a deal for you? Because Chip Drop in Chip Trip Chip.
It's fun to say, like, it's chip called drop. Chip Drop. And now that we've said it once good, we can just blaze right through them.
Yeah. They encourage people to transform their yards and communities by providing free wood chips and information about how to use them. And you can do so much cool stuff with wood chips. It's not just like, you know, mulch. There's so much stuff. And it's
shitty amazing. Dominoes. I mean, yeah. anything, man.
You got to check it out. Whether you have a bunch of trees you're trying to get rid of or a bunch of weeds you're trying to get rid of or anywhere in between, I guess.
Here's the way it works. People pull up plants and trees and say, man, screw these things. And someone else is like, wait, don't screw those things. Or at least chop and screw them and then give me the remnants. It's a beautiful circle. It's a virtuous circle.
Sign up for your wood chip delivery at chipdrop.com. Arborists, if you're out there, sign up at chipdrop.com and start saving your business all kinds of money. Go check it out now.
Trav, we have been so busy over here at our house lately, but we still want to eat real food sometimes. We can't live in a nugget-based home.
Oh, I thought you meant like a hook scenario where you were imagining like bowls of different colored goop.
No, just like, you know, stuff that tastes like someone actually cared when they prepared it and they put love into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Factor has made that a lot easier to keep up with. They have these really delicious meals that can be ready in 2 minutes with no prep.
2 minutes?
Yeah, 2 minutes, no prep. And they got a bunch of different ones to choose from. Okay, just this week, roasted garlic chicken with green beans and sour cream and onion mashed potatoes. Yes, thank you. Cilantro chicken with some black beans and spicy corn. It's delicious.
Yeah, I'll take that.
It's delicious. 2 minutes, you could be eating that. You don't have to rely on
I can imagine those just as you describe them. I'm imagining them. Oh, they just appeared in bowls before me.
Travis,
I imagine them so good. I'm having a food fight like in Hook.
They got breakfast. They got dessert. They make your entire day delicious with Factor. Head to factormeals.com/brother50 and use code brother50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code brother50 at factormeals.com/brother50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Factor Meals, their meals taste bangarang. That's what it says right here.
Whoa, it's weird.
It says, their tagline is their meals taste bangarang.
That's so weird because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
I know.
Such a wild thing to say.
Hello, podcast recommendation service.
Hello there, young man. I'm looking for a new podcast to listen to. Something amusing, perhaps.
Oh, what about Beef and Dairy Network?
Something surreal and satirical.
Well, I would suggest Beef and Dairy Network.
Ideally, it would be a spoof industry podcast for the beef and dairy industries.
Yes, Beef and Dairy Network.
Maybe it would have brilliant guests such as Josie Long, Heather Ann Campbell, Nick Offerman, and the actor Ted Danson.
Beef and Dairy Network.
I don't know. I think I'm going to stick to Joe Rogan.
The Beef and Dairy Network podcast is a multi-award-winning comedy podcast, and you can find it at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somewhere in an alternate universe where Hollywood is smarter.
And the Emmy nominees for Outstanding Comedy Series are Jet Pacula, Airport Marriott, Frepple, Dear America, We've Seen You Naked, and Allah in the Family.
In our stupid universe, you can't see any of these shows, but you can listen to them on Dead Pilot Society, the podcast that brings you hilarious comedy pilots that the networks and streamers bought but never made. Journey to the alternate television universe of Dead Pilot Society on MaximumFun.org.
Would you guys like another question?
Sure.
I frequently play basketball at a public park in Florida. The day I didn't show up, Shaq showed up.
It's pronounced Flo-Rida. Flo-Rida.
It's pronounced Flo-Rida.
You want to try it again?
I frequently play basketball at a public park in Florida. The day that I didn't show up, Shaq showed up and was taking pictures.
Did you just call his Did you call that man Shaquille?
Shaq showed up and was
That's what he says. That's what Shaq says whenever somebody's committed a crime and he's figured it out. He's like, Shaq-use.
Shaq-use. Yeah, when you're in France, they call, he's called Shaq-use.
That's when you're in line to meet him. If you're in line, you got to get in the Shaq-use.
I was mispronouncing it because I just did your flow rider thing for you. I would like to meet Shaq. How do I make sure I don't miss Shaq again? That's from Shaquille Ordeal in Gainesville.
Incredibly strong.
Yeah.
Shaq is? Yeah, man, I imagine. He's a large fan.
There's additional info that Shaq's daughter plays basketball at the University of Florida. So this person suspects there will be more Shaq in the future. Potentially.
More Shaq-ability.
I really appreciate that additional
more
info.
More Shaq-accessibility.
Yeah. I don't actually know where Shaq is based, and the idea that Shaq could appear anytime, anywhere I am,
yeah,
is, I don't know if off-putting is the word I would use. Intimidating?
It would be a constant consideration of mine, I feel like.
Here's the thing about Shaquille O'Neal that I think you maybe people don't think about enough. I've seen him stand next to other basketball men, and he's way bigger than them.
Yeah.
Basketball men are big, right? Bigger than me. So I have to imagine, 100%. Were I in the presence of Shaquille O'Neal, it is the closest I would get to the thing I have often dreamed of when having to care for my children, of having a much larger adult that then cares for me in turn.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that I would instantly feel a certain amount of safety, paternal love for Mr. Shaq, and that might be the weirdest part of it all.
Yeah,
you're my dad.
They already want to meet Shaq, Trev. Like, that's settled. Like, you don't have to hype up meeting Shaq more. They definitely
No, I'm saying
Shaq.
That because I know that about myself, I don't know that I want to meet Shaq.
I Googled, where's Shaq?
I don't like that you could do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a feed of his, I assume, sizable private jet.
Okay, well, I guess I am glad that you had to do that and you didn't have that information at your fingertips, I guess.
This is crazy. He has more than one house. Like, I know he's
What? You're telling me pro basketball player Shaquille O'Neal has more than one house?
Famous spokesman for 1,000 things? But, basketball commentator? Incredibly well-known celebrity, Shaquille O'Neal?
No, we get it. He's famous and successful, but like, I know he's big. Why do you, you have one body, you know what I mean?
But he has a lot of stuff.
One's in Dallas and one is in Vegas.
He's got all his accessories.
I know you need to keep all your accessories somewhere, but like, Orlando, Vegas, Dallas, these cities are not close to each other. So like, make up your mind.
Well, he's tall. His strides, Griffin. He can move across the country at rapid speeds.
That's awesome.
The thing is, watching basketball makes him very sleepy. So he's trying to build a house in every place where they play basketball.
Yeah.
So that time, anytime he watches basketball, oh, I'm getting tired. Then he can just go straight home, go to sleep.
There needs to be a series of towers in Gainesville, Florida, that when Shaq is sighted at this basketball court, you light one ablaze, and then the watchman at the next tower sees it, and
then they can start shacking him wherever he happens to go.
Well, I don't need a live update. I was imagining that this is like Shaq has appeared at this basketball court, and so your buddies send up the fires of Gondor, and then it's time to fucking.
And I bet it gets so exciting when you see him like sparking, you know, the spark to light, and you're like, oh, it's heating up. And then it sets blaze and like, he's on fire. And then like, you know that it's time to slam.
Yeah.
He came up with that. The first time Shaq dunked in the NBA, he yelled all that shit. And that's where it all.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people think it was an accident, but it was actually a Shaq-cident.
I think you need to tell
Griffin, it was a Shaq-cident. Justin,
already missed that they were shacking him with the towers. I said they were shacking him wherever he went.
I did. I missed both of those.
I'm so sorry.
They were buttery smooth. I think that you need to start telling people in your life, just so you know,
that you love them.
I love you, but
because you never know.
Never know
when it's. I love be your
you.
Last,
good point, Griffin. But
Yeah, Griffin, that's beautiful.
It's a weird moment to bring it up, but you're right.
You never know.
Let people in your life know I love you. But
Say it loud.
But
you know that's Tommy's ringtone for when his dad calls? And I love that because that does help you to remember to be nice to your dad when he calls. I think I'm at a point where I need to do that.
But I love you so much. But if I get a text from my friend Dougie at the park that Shaq is there, I'm stopping whatever we're doing together, no matter how critical or important it is. I will stop that. I will call the fastest car service that can get to me, and I'm going to that park to meet Shaq. The best thing is an emergency service text from your friend saying, Shaq, here, go. And then you look at your...
Drop a pin.
You look at your significant other or your surgeon, and you say, stitch me up. It's Shaq time. And they'll know what that means.
I am picturing now, like, the person running in with, like, the smock still on halfway through a haircut. Like, hey, whoa, Shaq's here.
I was
here.
Just in the neighborhood.
Showing up to ball and...
Cool.
Give me a minute. Let's play. Yeah, let's play some basketball, Mr. Shaq. Oh, yeah, these are pajamas. Don't worry about it. That's how I ball, son.
It's a cape, a backwards cape.
I'm kind of a basketball superhero.
Don't worry about it.
You want to ball with me? All right, Shaq.
Shaq never plays at the same, like, just park court twice. I think he guarantees maybe one. I think maybe once Shaq will show up to your public park basketball court and will bless it like a new ship setting sail for the first time, and then can't come back there.
It's wild to me that he still likes playing basketball without, like, just non-professional. That it's just like, I don't know how old Mr. O'Neal is, but he's
59 years old.
He's played so much basketball in his time that after a while you think that, like, even if it was a thing you loved very, very much, you played so much basketball that eventually you'd be like, I think that's enough basketball for one lifetime.
Yeah, but it's also very fun to play, you know?
Yeah.
I guess if you were good at it and
you're good at it,
I could see where you would enjoy it.
Do you guys ever shoot?
That's the difference, is I'm coming from my point of view, where I'm of a perhaps average height and below average talent.
Right.
And so for me, basketball is a slog, an unpleasant experience.
Yeah. I don't ever think you get truly acclimated to the feeling of dominating people like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's always going to give you a thrill.
I also think if Shaq didn't like playing basketball, he would have done something about it before now.
Canceled basketball?
No.
He would have stopped the basketball?
I'm taking it with me.
I'm not saying that Shaq hates basketball so much he would try to delete the sport from the public consciousness, just that he might have cut his career a little bit shorter because he would be like, I actually don't, this is weird, I don't like this much.
I don't like
I'd
this.
Love to know what other dreams Mr. O'Neal had. What, in an alternate universe,
actor,
Shaq,
did it, check.
Shaqter, please.
Sorry, man, I keep stepping on your guys' kick-ass Shaq Portman.
It's great.
There's so many S-tier ones. It goes so... If I say he's a Shaqter, you know exactly what I import man.
He's a tractor.
She thinks my Shaqter's sexy. Now, I would like to see a Shaq that dominated other fields, is all I'm saying. Has Mr. Shaq written a novel yet?
There's so much we don't know about Shaq that I'm actually growing increasingly uncomfortable talking about Shaq.
Okay. Hey, stuff. Can we talk about something else then?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
I want a munch. Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast with them, podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. Welcome to a quick Dunkin' update for the summer. They've got some things that are very exciting, some things that are not very exciting, and I'm not going to tell you about those. I will say that there is a hot honey-kissed sandwich that sounds really delightful. There's a s'mores...
Hot in which
Mike's hot honey. This is the trend now. This is where everyone is at.
Hot honey.
We love
it. I like
this
hot
right
honey.
Now.
Maybe not here though, maybe.
No, but I will take it on anything. That is the trend. We got
Can
hot
I use
honey.
This platform for a second to say I love hot honey. Don't zhuzh up. Don't make hot ketchup. Don't do this.
I like hot ketchup. I like hot honey ketchup snack
too.
We're going to get hot honey snack and bacon. That's marking Dunkin's first new seasoned bacon flavor since 2019. So,
thank God.
That's huge.
I still think snack and bacon is one of the greatest accomplishments that the world has given us. This idea, you like bacon, it's okay to snack on now.
Yeah, here's some for the road. So.
Take it from us over here at Donkey Doug's. You can snack on bacon, no problem.
This is the bit though that I really want to drill down onto. Okay. This is part of like a lineup for the summer. And then it talks about this. A whirlwind of flavor, tornado twist, sparked energy. In tune with stormy summer blockbusters, Dunkin' debuted the Tornado Twist Sparked Energy Drink, a thrilling taste that's worth chasing. This new way to enjoy sparked energy blends berry burst with peach sunshine flavors, delivering a refreshing burst of raspberry, strawberry, peach, and lychee flavors for a kick of caffeine and vitamins. Country music fans may have caught a glimpse of the new Tornado Twist in the recent music video Ain't No Love in Oklahoma from Twisters the album, performed by Luke Combs.
Okay.
I have a question. Wait,
go ahead.
Do you guys see what's happened?
Yeah.
I have my hand raised.
Yes. Please, Travis.
So, it's not in partnership with Twisters, though, right?
No. It's not, as far as I can tell, it's not. Now, wait. Now, I'm gonna complicate this a little bit. I'm gonna share with you guys the tab where I have the video for this scene stealing appearance.
The only mention
Tornado Twist.
The only mention of Twister is abstracted out from it appeared in a video for the thing.
Okay,
here we go.
Okay, you ready? I'm not gonna play the music because I don't want to get copy struck and I probably wouldn't like it that
So
much.
This is a man in the middle of a tornado. And there's one cowboy drinking it. Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Okay,
so like I'll tell you exactly.
There's like Dunkin' on the table.
I'll tell you exactly what's happened, Justin.
What has... Guys, if you could tell me what's happened, because it's definitely intentional product placement.
1.9
exactly
seconds.
What's happened.
In the music video, it is product placed.
There was a bigger brand deal here.
Okay.
That... the development of this tornado like drink was there because there's a Dunkin' bag clearly in that shot, right? And this is a Twister's album official video. So this was in the works, right?
Yes.
Something fell through.
Okay.
And they
so they are
down.
Saying that like we listen, we can't take the I know the deal fell through. Okay. Everybody agrees. We can't take the Dunkin' out of the music video. It's
correct.
A key shot. We have to have it. We have to have it. And Dunkin's like, well, we actually already made the shit to make these tornado drinks. And we're going to call them Tornado Twists. And when you drink it, you're going to be like, fuck, that tastes like a tornado. So we can't call it anything else.
Because there's no other scenario that makes sense to me why they would say, like, in tune with summer blockbusters.
We're not going to mention
of tornado.
All the tornado summer blockbusters.
Movies.
We're celebrating all the tornado pictures.
Could they not refer to Twisters as the movie that contains the Luke Bryan song from the Twisters soundtrack? Of Twisters soundtrack fame.
It is in the music video for a song. First of all, thank God that this is still happening in the year of our Lord, 2024, that there are still unhinged music videos based around summer blockbusters. Thank you.
Yes.
I thought that died in the 90s. I'm thrilled. It's wild that Dunkin' would acknowledge this. Like, I mean, it is in the music video, guys. We should at least tell people it's in the music video, but are so spitefully not mentioning the movie Twisters.
Or legally not mentioning.
Or legally
I want
to
be a fly on the
to?
Wall at Dunkin' HQ where they're like, can we mention that it's in the music video for the song from Twisters?
This,
like, it is right there.
This press release took 19 days and six lawyers to write to figure out, like, what can we possibly say? We can't not mention Twisters, but we mustn't mention Twisters.
I'm gonna have to email them. I'm gonna have to reach out. I'm gonna have to ask. I think they'll ignore it, but I think I'm gonna have to ask if this is just mere happenstance. If this is just mere
could
coincidence.
Now there is another possibility, Justin, that's stranger. That they made this music video and the shot of the Duncan was completely unintentional. And then the music video came out and Duncan said, "We gotta move on this now." And they saw that thing and they're like, "We're making a tornado drink. We're talking about the music video." That
the
was
shot,
great.
The one shot though of a singular cowboy center of screen enjoying the biggest Duncan drink I've ever seen and the pinkest I've ever seen anyone drink. I think that's an intentional hero shot. It has to be. The shot is so long, it makes you think that it's a movie about this drink.
There's also Dunkin' bags on the table.
Yeah, there's this plan.
So it has to be a fallen through deal. It has
Please
to
get
be.
To the bottom of this, Justin.
I will do my best. No
Give
one
me
will
pictures
tell me.
Of Spider-Man.
Hey, listen.
Drinking this pink big drink.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself because we really enjoy spending this time with you. You know, the stuff at the beginning, that's just a way to do an introduction. We always have fun doing the show. That's the secret, or we wouldn't do it. That's the trick. If we really are too tired, you know what we do? We just don't do it. Just don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it. We do it a different time. We just don't do it then. It's like a little break to ourselves then.
Yeah.
And kind of a fuck you to ourselves later. It's classic adult stuff. Classic adult stuff.
I'm so excited because it's a new month and we got all new stuff to announce. This month, The Suffering Game, Adventure Zone, The Suffering Game, the latest Adventure Zone graphic novel comes out July 16th.
This is just a beautiful object to look at. It brings me such joy just having around my house. It's like, it's incredible. It's beautiful.
Very sick.
We are partnering with four independent bookstores to offer signed book plates. Go to bit.ly/sufferinggamesigned for information on our partner stores and purchase links. You can submit your pre-order receipt at theadventurezonecomic.com to receive a free acrylic keychain of Trey's Horny Boys while supplies last.
We got some shows coming up. July 18th and 19th, we're going to be in Detroit doing Mabim Bam and Taz. July 20th, we're going to be in Cleveland.
We've healed Detroit already. We don't have to talk about Star Wars
anymore. We're all fine. We don't have to talk about Star Wars.
Now we only have to talk about Star Wars if we want to.
Yeah, absolutely. We got more coming up. Shows in Portland, Orlando, Atlanta, Denver, Phoenix, Indianapolis, Milwaukee. Go to bit.ly/McElroy tours for tickets and more information.
And we've got new merch. New month, new merch. You can get an amazing Fungalore poster designed by Kat Turvo.
It's a fine Fungalore poster. It's a puzzle, a game, but it looks fucking great. And I'm gonna
I think
get
I read it
all
as
for
a
one
fine...
price. Are we charging people extra because it's both fun and
good look
and good look?
Yeah.
We've also got a Fungalore standee designed by Kate May. If you've been listening to Adventure Zone versus Dracula, a Yon Cuck sticker designed by Pepper Raccoon. And 10% of all proceeds this month go to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. So go check all those out at macroymerch.com.
Hey, do y'all want to... Oh, thanks to Montaine. Do y'all want to thanks to Montaine?
Yeah,
I would love to thanks to Montaine.
All right, cool. Thanks, Montaine, for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. It is a chart-topping, ass-clapping club banger.
Okay.
What?
Ass slapping is what I said.
Ass slapping clubbing.
There's a wish I'd like to elevate if you guys would give me a little sound bath background.
Sure.
I wish the song Born in the USA was maybe 40 seconds shorter.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported directly
by you.